Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Well, not exactly. Steven for Scott today. The nice thing about being president of the company is if you want to do a show sometime, you just tell somebody, hey, can you take a trip somewhere? Go do something. I'd kind of like to do a show and hang out with Kevin for the day. No, Scott's got some important business to take care of, so he asked me if I would sit in for today and tomorrow. Glad to be here with you on What's on Your Mind as we roll into hour number two. I just saw NBC News posted some poll results, Kevin, of a new survey they took last week. 70% of Americans say they do not want Joe Biden to run again. 28% said they do. 70%.
Come on.
So, it should be 98% probably, right?
81 million votes. Come on.
Something like that. But usually in polls, I always say, you know, there's like 30% of people who are just kind of out of their mind. And their results don't really matter because they're going to say just the wrong thing all the time. So the fact that he got 7 out of 10, what do you call that?
Pathetic.
Just a disaster.
Pathetic, yeah.
No question about that.
A loser?
Yeah, no question. All right, so with that, we're off and running here on the program today. You can text us 237-1590. You can call us 701-271-1100. Coming up in this hour of the program, Kelly Armstrong coming up in just a moment. Larry Jacobs will be with us. He is the chair for political studies at the University of Minnesota. Going to ask him his thoughts on this new poll that's out this morning. Will Joe Biden make it to the ballot, or will he get run out during the primary process on the Dem side? We're going to see what he thinks about that and some other good things as well. We will talk a lot about the experimentarians among us today, these people who just want to turn our entire society into a great big game of, I don't know, spin the bottle or let's smoke some weed and come up with some weird ideas or whatever they're doing. So a lot of that coming up today on the show. Kelly Armstrong is with us, and Kelly, somebody who we have grown to appreciate here on the program. He has been North Dakota's congressman since 2019, kind enough to take a few minutes and give us some time from the jungle here this morning. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, great to talk to you, too. So I'm going to ask you the question I've been thinking about over the weekend. I'm like, what's the first thing I'm going to ask Kelly? I'm going to say, did you have any idea when you took this job what you're getting into?
No, I think obviously when you get here, you deal with it. I mean, I've been front and center for the whole thing. I was on judiciary for both the Mueller sham investigation, Schiff's secret bunker, 2 impeachments. Now walk into the Oversight Committee, got to look at some documents last week. I'm on the Weaponization Committee. But you know what, Steve, I wouldn't have it any other way because it's important stuff right now.
Well, we're glad to have you on that wall, honestly, doing the fighting for us. And I have appreciated very much some of your votes on some of these budgets and some of the spending. And you've been one of those guys. Not every Republican is playing it that way. But you're saying, no, we've got to be smart here what we're doing with all this spending. And you guys are in the middle of a big battle on that right now with the debt ceiling. Tell us your feelings on what's the right thing. Are we doing the right thing as Republicans right now on this one?
I think we are. I think one of the problems is when you take mandatory spending off the table. I mean, we just took mandatory spending off the table. Everybody did. Republicans, Democrats, Donald Trump when he's campaigning. I mean, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Then you're only dealing with 27% of the budget. Well, when you plus up military spending and plus up VA spending, both of which needed to happen, not as high as some people would like, you're down to 11% of the budget. 11%. So when we view this in this thing, I don't think we're being honest with the American people. We got everything we got out of there out of 11% of the budget, which was essentially all we had to deal with. And then the second part of it is for us in North Dakota, the permitting reform alone is real. It's significant. We codified the Trump era NEPA rules. That is going to be hugely impactful for, you know, states that are the geographic center of North America that get our product to market. Was it good enough? No, absolutely not. But we control one half of one third of government, and we got $2.1 trillion in cuts over 6 years.
Kelly, I want to ask you the question that keeps rolling around in my head here, and that's this. We say if we don't get what we need, what the country needs, at some point, we might have to someday say, let's not extend this funding. Let's, quote unquote, shut down the government. How bad would that really be if we decided to do that?
Well, if you're talking about shutdowns, shutdowns are mostly bad politically. And I mean, they affect, I mean, obviously people who fly, if TSA is involved, national parks, we've seen that. A default on our debt would be a whole separate deal. You know, just, a, and by the way, just a downgrade in our debt is like lighting $300 billion a year on fire. Because that's what the federal government would pay extra every single year just to service the debt we already have. The real key to this is somewhere at some point in time, we have to get people together with the courage to figure out how to solve the mandatory spending. Because you cannot handle our, you cannot tackle our debt, Steve, without dealing with mandatory spending. But we have to do it in a way that's realistic. I mean, you can't, you can't attack it all at once, because the other problem is, I mean, it took us 30 years to get into this problem. You can't solve it in two.
Yeah, how do you do that, Kelly? It sounds right, and I'm with you at some point. And by the way, I think the time to really address spending is when you're approving the spending, not, you know, do we have enough money to cover it? Although I get people come in now and this is the only way they can do it. But how do we really address the mandatory spending? Because now you're talking about, from what I understand, cuts to things that are really going to impact Americans and benefits and things like that. And what politician wants to vote for that when it's going to be really tough to get reelected later?
I think I said this on the radio before, is that there's a reason nobody hates Santa Claus. When you give, I mean, there's a reason nobody hates Santa Claus, but sooner or later the debt comes due. That's the problem. It's a 20-year problem, and we're in a two-year election cycle. There are two schools of thoughts on mandatory spending. One is you can only do it when you control the House, the White House, and the Senate. The other one is you can only do it in divided government, because then you put everybody in the same game. But I mean, the short answer is people have to have enough courage. I'll lose an election over real corrections, mandatory spending that we codify, because I think it's the single biggest threat we face. We just have to have a lot more people have a lot more political courage. And then the other answer is we need people to be honest about it. Reforming Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security is not the same thing as taking checks away from people who are on it now. You have to stagger this. You have to step this up moving forward. But I have a 15-year-old daughter to tell her that this retirement and dad or my grandpa that we're going to deal with their check. So we should just be honest with the American people about what we're going to take.
Yeah, well, I agree. Honesty is always the best policy. It's just it's hard. I mean, you know what those campaign ads are going to look like from the Democrats if you do that. So you just got to step lightly.
They're going to roll wheelchairs off the cliff, and that's the commercial yeah. they're going to run.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. I mean, and so you have to deal with it, but you have to be able to be honest. Right?
Yeah.
Go home, talk to your voters. Tell them why you're doing it.
Right.
And then let the chips fall where they may.
Yep, you got it. Mark in Grand Forks is on, and Mark wants to talk about the pistol brace ban. And so, Mark, we appreciate you giving a call to the program this morning at 271-1100. What's your question for Kelly?
Hey, good morning, Representative Armstrong. I've asked you about this before. I think before the rule actually, you know, went into effect, or at least the amnesty period was done. But now that this is in effect, you know, House Resolution 44, when is this going to afford for a vote so that people in the House and the Senate can actually do, or the House just start off, so they can do what's right for the American people? Because this is a gross overreach by the ATF. And I've been hearing some stuff through back channels that, you know, Steve Scalise and a number of the others, you know, were kind of holding this over some of the Freedom Caucus people's head of, like, well, it'd be a shame if, you know, if you don't vote for the debt ceiling, that this wouldn't be able to get to the floor for a vote. That is absolutely reprehensible if that's true. And so when is this going to head to the floor for a vote? Because this is the largest case of federal entrapment in U.S. history. I don't think there's any doubt about that. you know, where people are told for 15 or 20 years that what they're doing is completely legal, no problem. And then all of a sudden, you know, anywhere between 10 and 40 million people could all of a sudden become felons overnight because of the whim of an overreaching government agency.
Yeah, Mark, we got you.
What are you and the other people in the House going to do to protect American citizens or North Dakota citizens?
Well, I got to get a rule off the floor, and I wasn't a part of those conversations. I will tell you, for the last 10 days, I've been deputized to help explain people, even some of the moderates in the Republican Party, why this is different than other gun bills. And what you said is exactly right. You know, we had to pass a synthetic fentanyl bill last week because otherwise, just by changing one molecule, you can no longer make something might no longer be a felony. But I mean, he's exactly right. I mean, the ATF by changing a rule, but it's more egregious than that because it's a look back. Usually when the ATF does something that we all hate, it at least is only moving forward. This would make anywhere between 15 and 35 million Americans felons immediately. It's an absolute federal overreach, but we got to get the rule off the floor. And then we got to see if we have enough Republicans. There's a second part to this. One is whatever happened last week, which if that happened is completely inappropriate. The other problem is trying to educate more of our moderate Republicans who actually don't necessarily want to vote for this DRA. And we
gotcha. Kelly, hang tight. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to ask him his thoughts on Doug Burgum's presidential campaign.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? You've been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Winoska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botten Hill County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Your New Year's resolutions need to be more than just dropping a few pounds. You need to have your affairs in order when that time comes when we pass away. You could cost yourself huge money and family frustrations if your estate isn't set up correctly. I do one thing, and I work very hard at it. I help people protect, preserve, and pass on their estate to their loved ones. And I keep probate court, attorneys and nursing homes, and the government tax man out of your business. It costs nothing to ask some questions. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're hungry or thirsty, PetroServe USA is a place to go. They got deals on Red Bull, Nestle Water, Blue Diamond Almonds, Hershey's and Hostess products. I don't know. That's about all I need. You give me a few of those and I can get through the day. It's a breakfast, lunch, and supper combo right there. Also want to tell you about our good friends at Rainbow International. If you're talking about trying to get things cleaned up after some water damage, there's nobody better to do it than the gang at Rainbow International. They can take care of everything that happens when you have any flood or water damage in your home. Don't wait another minute. Ned and his team at Rainbow are available right now if something happens in your place. They hope that they are not needed. They're one of those rare companies that hopes they never come to your house, but you're going to probably need them at some point, and when you do, they're going to be there for you. 701-412-4775. Actually, 4776. There we go. We are visiting with Kelly Armstrong, North Dakota's congressman, House of Representatives. Kelly, I just want to make sure that I heard you exactly clear, because what you said is something politicians never say on the radio. I think I heard you say, we may have to have some tough conversations with the American people about Social Security, Medicare, all of these entitlements and things like that if we're going to get our nation's debt picture under control. Did I hear you correctly?
Anybody who tells you anything different is politically pandering to you. Anybody. Yes, you heard me correctly.
Okay, I love it. That's why we like this program, because you come on,
anybody
we get people like this who say stuff you're never going to hear. Okay.
But I would like, can I say one quick thing when we went to break about the pistol braces?
Yeah, right.
Because it's really important. It's not only that we have the vote, we have to pass it. Because we'll probably get enough votes in the Senate for a CRA. You don't need 60, you need 51. But it's almost for sure the White House is going to veto it. So we have to put ourselves in the best position possible to defund this agency until they figure it out. This is one of those ones where you have to draw a line. You cannot, I mean, and I don't care. I mean, I do care because, I mean, I actually own one of these. I have a Coal Guns Freedom sticker on my phone. Like, I care about this stuff. But this is one of those things where you cannot let an agency make tens of millions of Americans felonies without passing a law. You just can't do it. I don't care what the issue. But this one's incredibly important.
All right, one more comment on the whole entitlements spending thing,
yeah.
And then I promise I'll let this go. But this is so important because I've said this for years. But here's the thing, Kelly. If every Republican that's up for election in 2024 says what you just said, Democrats will run everything in 2024. How do we reconcile that?
Well, I think there's two sides. One, I don't think you should campaign on it until you actually have a plan you can explain. And two, then you have to be able to willing to take that and put it on the floor. And I think that's a coordination. The real answer is this has to happen early in a term. I mean, this sounds so silly, but we're walking into a presidential year. And I mean, I love President Trump. He's going to be on the campaign trail in all of his everything going on. But you can't have conservatives in the House coming out and putting a plan together that your leading candidate is going to attack at the same time. And that's the truth. That's what would happen right now. But I mean, the answer is you have to have enough courage to get it across the finish line and then deal with whether or not you lose your next election. That's what you have to do. But you have to write it in a way that if you lose your election, it can't be unwound overnight.
Yeah. I love this conversation because it's honesty and it's stuff that nobody wants to talk about. But like you said, what are we going to do? I mean, there are very few irrefutable laws of society. But one is, whether you're talking about Steve Hallstrom's bank account or Kelly Armstrong's business bank account or the United States government, it is indisputable that if you overspend what you take in, that it will end badly and very badly. And it will hurt people way worse in the long run than if you just make the tough decisions now. There is no escaping that truth, but nobody wants to say that in politics. So I love this conversation.
It's a 20-year solution for a two-year election cycle. That's inherently what the problem is. There's some things you can do right away. Go after the waste, fraud, and abuse. Like, that's not going to solve your problem just doing that alone, but there's a lot of it. And then talk about algorithms. Deal with what this looks like over the course of 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, and figure out the pressure points where you can actually get this, the trajectory to curve back the way towards sanity and do that. I mean, just the honest answer is do that at the latest possible point to inflict the least amount of pain on people as you gradually step it down or however you figure to do it. One of the reasons these are problems are good reasons. We're living longer, healthier lives. That's a great thing, but we should factor in these spending things knowing that my daughter's probably going to live longer than I'm going to. My son's probably going to live longer than I am. That means if you're on Social Security or Medicare, you're going to be on it for a longer period of time. So let's figure out a way to make it solvent. Because this, the answer to our next generation is not that it's not going to be there because we didn't have enough courage to fix it.
Yeah. I love this conversation, and we run a PR agency here at the company called Fieldstone Group. I would love to work on that project of how do we word this to the American people. You're a smart guy, and you guys have a lot of resources, but I tell you, this stuff gets me excited because there's a way to do it. It's got to be done carefully and done smartly, but there's a way to tell truth to people where they say, yeah, I get it. I might not like it, but I get it. Got it. Before our time is short, got to ask you about Doug Burgum. Spent the weekend in New Hampshire, was on CBS's Face the Nation, said he only had two campaign promises. He'd visit the border in the first 2 weeks, and upon leaving, he'll handle the classified documents as mandated by law. Early on, what is your impression of how Doug Burgum is managing his messaging?
You know, we're all from North Dakota. We understand where he's at. I think his North Dakota common sense, we can use a lot more of it out in D.C. I just think it's great. I was the state party chair in 2016 when he ran against one of my best friends in politics and nobody gave him a shot. And he ended up winning by close to 20 points. So I think going out there, dealing with it, I would put one caveat on the classified documents. We classify way too much stuff. And then we don't treat it seriously and don't deal with it. And, deal with the codes that we could have a whole nother half hour on what's going to happen on Thursday night. And we should at some point in time, because I think people who've never been in federal criminal court really like to opine on federal criminal courts. And I think it's unfortunate because, Twitter lawyers are maybe some of the worst lawyers that exist. But I think Doug Running's awesome. Anybody who underestimates them doing so at their own peril. He's going to go into those diners in New Hampshire and Iowa, and if he does half as well as he did in North Dakota, he's going to make a move somewhere, and we'll just see what that looks like.
Real quick, is Donald Trump in trouble on this documents indictment?
Yes. I have some. I mean, yes. When you get indicted federally, that's never a good thing. I've been engaged on the other side of it. I think there's real questions about whether the Espionage Act even applies as opposed to the Presidential Records Act. One is civil, one is criminal. But this is the answer you won't love for me. I haven't done enough of the research on them to know definitively. I think the underlying obstruction charges are, two things can be true at once. I've said this.
Yeah.
You know, they treat him significantly worse and way more unfairly than they've ever treated anybody else. But sometimes he makes it a little easy on them.
Yeah. And sometimes he makes it a little harder. Yeah, forget. I get it.
If you don't have a valid underlying charge, I have a hard time believing. It's hard for juries to convict somebody for obstructing their own crime if the underlying crime doesn't stick. That just doesn't make a lot of sense to people, even though technically, legally, it can happen.
Yeah, I get it. I've seen too many stories where it looks like you've got somebody dead to rights, and then more information comes out. You find the charges aren't as strong as you thought they were, and you're not as concerned. We got away here. All right, Kelly. Hey, thanks. Appreciate the visit. Let's do this again soon. Appreciate you very much. When we come back, Larry Jacobs from the University of Minnesota. Does Doug Burgum have a chance?
In North Dakota, dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. An overwhelming majority of Republicans don't believe a felony conviction should keep a candidate out of the White House. That's according to a CBS News YouGov poll conducted yesterday. It says 80% of likely Republican voters say presidential candidate Trump should be allowed to serve as commander-in-chief again, even if he's convicted on federal charges related to classified documents. The poll shows 76% of Republicans are more concerned about the indictment being politically motivated than they are about potential national security risks by Trump. Saudi Arabia is seeking stronger collaboration with China, not competition. During the Arab-China Business Conference yesterday, the Saudi energy minister said they recognize China has taken the lead in getting the right manufacturers and that there is value in working with their country. He went on to say this doesn't mean that we're not going to collaborate with others. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Turning on the news these days and feeling a little hopeless, borders, spending gone crazy, all those things are something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you believe. And Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers as all the major carriers. And maybe the characters, too. I'm not sure. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your vision and supports organizations fighting for those things. Go to patriotmobile.com, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT. And you can get free activation right now with that offer code FLAGFAMILY. They always have special discounts for veterans and first responders and for multi-line accounts as well. That's PatriotMobile.com. I had a chance about 3 years ago to visit with a gentleman named Larry Jacobs, and I was impressed by how he was able to break down very complicated political things and make it easy to understand. And he called balls and strikes on both sides, which I really appreciated about him. I've had him on several times at different times, and he's been kind enough to join me again this morning. He is the Walter and Joan Mondale Chair for Political Studies at the University of Minnesota. With everything going on both sides of the aisle, with presidential primaries and all of these conversations, I thought Larry would be a great voice of perspective here. Larry, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me on. Kind of you.
Yeah, well, thanks for making time. Always good to visit with you. I'm going to start with close to home here. Our guy Doug Burgum got in this thing last week and made an announcement, outlined his three key priorities. He says we've got to be very good at the economy, we've got to be very good at energy, we've got to be very good at national security, and made a couple appearances on the network shows over the weekend, and he's certainly a dark horse. We all know that, but he's got a chance at something better than zero. So I want to know from you, does Doug Burgum have a lane here and a possibility to make this thing interesting on the Republican side?
Probably not, but I really respect what he's doing, and he might. The probably not is because you've got some pretty heavy hitters at the top, of course. I don't think Donald Trump is going anywhere, despite, you know, the indictments. There's also a lot of money in the race with some of the other candidates. So he's got a steep hill. On the other hand, I think what he's mapping out is a kind of a conservative platform and agenda that a lot of traditional Republicans are looking for. You know, I would describe it as kind of, you know, return to Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I think he's someone who he cherishes talking about the economic issues, energy security, doesn't really like getting into the social issues much, just kind of feels like that's people's own choice, leave that to the states and that kind of thing. And he's kind of a Reagan conservative, I think, in a lot of those ways. I see those tendencies as well. He has talked a lot about how energy can underpin everything else going on in this country. Now, can a governor from the state of North Dakota, which is energy rich, can that message play enough nationally where if he would somehow come through the primary, can you win a general election being a guy who's all about fossil fuels and American energy development?
Well, I think he can. I think when you hear him talk, he does. He ties it into inflation, which is a top concern of American voters. And he ties it into job creation and the vitality of our economy. So in all those ways, I think he's got a strong message that could resonate. And by, you know, many accounts, the economy is heading for a slowdown. And, you know, unfortunately for Joe Biden, it may hit an election year.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think that message could resonate. Question is, will he be the candidate and will there be a debate on policy issues as opposed to, you know, the cultural issues and, you know, even more the kind of the referendum point?
Yeah, I guess the tough thing for me is I see the polling numbers, and I don't always believe every poll, and sometimes the methodology is such that you got to read into how they did the survey and that kind of thing, but every poll I read shows that the climate change narrative is changing people's minds or affecting how people think, and that they are really skittish about coal, oil, and natural gas. But you still feel that Doug Burgum has a chance if he can link it to the economy to maybe even win a general these days in America.
Yeah, you know, when I look at the polling on climate, it's certainly gone up. And it depends on the questions asked, but it looks to me like a lot of that support around climate is still partisan. And I think there's a way to talk about energy independence as a pathway to the future, if not, you know, the future. In other words, we need to be able to defend our energy borders. But I don't know if we're even getting into those issues. I mean, this is it's terrible to say, but it's almost esoteric given the kind of debates that we're looking at that Ron DeSantis is, you know, pushing, that Donald Trump is pushing, and some of the other candidates. I'd love to see a campaign that's focused on national security. I think that's a fascinating and important topic, and there may be some surprising bipartisan convergence, particularly with the rise of China. And, you know, legitimate questions about how things are going in Ukraine. So all those are important issues, and I think they're obviously tied up with energy.
What do you think is going to win? You said, I'm not sure that we get to the issues. It might be things other than those issues that really define this campaign. What do you think might be those big issues that don't let us get to the important stuff?
Well, I think clearly, you know, Donald Trump is going to be, a centerpiece. And I think, the former president has been very effective in framing his own, personal indictments as a failure of the criminal justice system, what's been described as the weaponization of the FBI and the Justice Department. This is a pretty controversial claim. And people, including his former Attorney General, Bill Barr, who says, no, actually, this is just lawbreaking. And it's not a very close case when it goes to trial. But I think Trump is so effective at kind of drawing attention. And he's not a policy guy. He's not going to run this based on policy issues. He's going to run it based on, this kind of populist campaign around grievances and distrust of government. So I don't know if we get to these issues, important issues. Ron DeSantis, he's been pretty effective in running a culture, a campaign. We're going to get a lot around LGBTQ issues.
Yep.
And I think we're going to see that tied into the education system, which DeSantis has also been pretty effective in moving in Florida. And then you've got a whole lot of other candidates there who are pretty formidable.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be, as I'm a huge Doug Burgum fan in terms of how he can get things done. The guy is just really, really effective at accomplishing what he sets out to do. You may not like every part of him, and certainly some on the right, too, feel like he's been a little wishy-washy on climate issues and social issues and things like that. But he is effective at getting things done. I think the problem, Larry, is he's running now because you have Donald Trump, who is the bull in the china shop, the 800-pound gorilla, whatever you want to say, and someone's going to have to knock him off. But if there is someone to do it, Ron DeSantis has that national reputation. He's kind of the darling of the Republican Party outside of those who really back President Trump. I just feel like those two might suck all the oxygen out of the room and nobody else really gets a chance to speak and be heard. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. That's exactly my view as well. And,
oh, okay.
You know,
well, that's bad news for one or for you that you and I are agreeing on political issues because I just kind of made that up here. But yeah, it's just I think some bad timing. Hey, before we finish, I want to ask you about the Democrat side too. Ed Schaefer, who's a friend of mine, former North Dakota governor, former ag secretary under George W. Bush. Told me, he said, Steve, I don't think that Joe Biden is going to make it out of the nominating process. He will not be on the ballot next year for the Democrats. How about you? Do you think there's a chance that somebody else rises up? I saw a poll today, 70% of voters say, please, Joe Biden, don't run. Do you think Joe Biden's there in November of 24?
I have no doubt about it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's always these polls about, would you like someone else? And you get into the end of the second year, into the third year, and pretty much any Democrat or Republican, second, you know, someone running for reelection for the White House is going to face those kind of poll numbers. Clinton did, Bush did. It's just like the fatigue sets in, the frustration. You know, you said you'd do this and you didn't do it. And then the media is constantly beating them up along with their opponents. So that's not a surprise. The nomination process is it's like a Civil War battle. These are like set pieces, and you need to line up the troops on the ground, the organized party activists, the interest groups around each party, and those folks are all in the bag for Biden.
Yeah, but Larry, he looks like he died 3 years ago. He can't speak, he can't walk, he can't climb stairs. He's not going to inspire anybody to vote for him. But you think that they're still going to move him forward in this process?
I do, and I appreciate. I know, we've all seen, some of these visuals that are, they're a little bracing. But the bottom line is, I think Biden is the candidate. Democrats think take on the other 70-year-old Donald Trump, and Biden is not going to be your dynamic campaigner, but he is a well-known political face, and I don't think he's going to win it based on his Olympic trial numbers. Mm. But it's that we know who we're getting. There's not a lot of drama there. He's keeping the ship afloat. We go through crises, and somehow he's pulling us through them. He's pretty conservative on a lot of issues, including national security. I mean, he's in the conservative wing of the Democratic Party and national security.
I don't know. Not with that southern border position. How do you say that he is with his stance on the southern border? That's national security to a T.
Yeah, and he has sent troops down there, and obviously he's taken a lot of heat from the left wing of the party. When you look at the Democratic Party, he's a real moderate. I mean,
yeah,
if it's not Biden, then you get into the question, well, who is it?
And who else is it? Party. Yeah, absolutely. Larry, got to leave it there. We're up against the clock. Thank you for doing this. Always great to talk to you. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, thank you for having me.
You got it. When we come back, we'll check in on your call, on your texts and emails, plus a nightmare in the making. A tick bite could make you allergic to steak. What? That's next.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugliese Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugliese Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't let anybody tell you there's not still good deals out there in financing. Yes, I know. Rates are high going higher, although the Fed is meeting this week and they're saying maybe there's no rate increases this time around. Well, there's no rate increases at Pugliese Chevy Buick GMC in Valley City. They got 1.9% APR for qualified buyers on many of their most popular GMC models. And you know Pugliese is the place to go when you're looking for a Chevy, Buick, or GMC, and they've got an unbelievable inventory of pre-owned vehicles as well. They take good care of them, and when people bring them in, they get them all dolled up for you, clean them off, tune up that engine, make sure it's all ready to go for you. And they've got a great selection. As I said, new and used. They give you an instant trade offer. Their service department is fantastic, too. People are raving about the kind of service they get. They get you in, they get you out, and it's a fair price. You see the bill at the end, you go, oh, it wasn't so bad. And how often do you see that these days? Not often. PucklichValleyCity.com, PucklichValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Okay, so we've got a bunch of texts that have come in here, and let's try to catch up on some of these here. The first one just says, Doug Burgum, no. Okay, got it. Could somebody please report how Doug is polling? Yes, thank you. Good question. I just saw the first poll is out. It was released yesterday. I wrote the story up, by the way, for the McKenzie County Farmer this week. So if you want to check that out, McKenzieCountyFarmer.com or subscribe, we'd love to have you following that. CBS did a poll, and it showed that Donald Trump has like a 35-point lead over Ron DeSantis. It was like 63-28 or something like that. Doug Burgum is polling at 1%, which ties him for sixth. So a long way to go. That's the first poll out since Doug Burgum got in. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. And like Larry Jacobs said in our last segment, it's going to be really hard for him. But he's got a message that should be heard, no doubt about that. Next message, Doug Burgum will never get my vote. This whole civility and listening drivel is ridiculous. We're getting our teeth kicked in. He wants to listen to what they have to say. Listen to what? Listen to climate change BS, woke indoctrination. Exactly what do we need to listen to? I don't hear Doug saying anything about the crap going on with Trump. I'm done with this party when Trump is out. Charlie Kirk has said something similar about Doug Burgum. Here's what I'd say. When I hear Doug Burgum talk about this, I think he is tapping into what messages are going to play in a general election where people aren't living in the political cycle. They don't scan every headline. They don't have Fox News or MSNBC on all the time. They just want people to get along and get some things done. And in the general election, that message will play much better than the primary. So I understand what the texter is saying here, but I don't think it is saying that we need to listen to, you know, theories and philosophies that I know don't work, but we need to have the ability to at least hear people out as we try to get some things done. Next text that has come in here. I think, Larry, the last guest you had on bumped his head before he got on the phone. He's out of his mind if he thinks Biden is doing anything of value. Biden's a complete waste of breathable air on this planet. Yeah, I was telling Kevin during the break, I was with Larry until the end when he talked about Biden being a bit of a conservative on security issues. I'm like, oh, let's just go down to the Rio Grande Valley. And we can put an end to that. Burgum has no chance, but if he shows well in the first debate, he'll hang around a while. I think he's going to hang around for a while. He's got a message that I think will play well, and he's got a lot of money. And his net worth is estimated over $1 billion. So there's some things there to make you think that he might be able to stay in there. We had one other email. No, we didn't. We covered that already. Okay, keep them coming. 701-271-1100, 701-271-1100, or you can email steve@flagfamily.com, or you can also shoot us a message on our text line, 237-1590, 237-1590. All right, this story I told you about, this is crazy. That there's a tick out there, apparently, now that has a bite that could give you an allergy to steak. This is not a joke here. This comes from CBS News. And it's called alpha-gal syndrome, a serious, potentially life-threatening allergic reaction that occurs after someone eats red meat or exposed to other products containing alpha-gal. Alpha-G-A-L, a sugar molecule found in most mammals. Growing evidence suggests, according to the CDC, that this reaction may be triggered by the bite of Lone Star ticks in the United States, but other kinds of ticks have not been ruled out. Alpha-gal can be found in meat, pork, beef, rabbit, lamb, venison, and products made from mammals like cow's milk and milk products. Well, we lived through the murder hornets, so we got through that, but now apparently we have ticks that cause me to be allergic to that ribeye I want to eat on the weekend.
Yeah, it's always something.
I'll take COVID. I will take pseudo-rabies. I'll take whatever. If I get this tick bite and I can't eat steak anymore, take me out back and shoot me. because if there's a life to be lived after being allergic to steak, I'm not sure that I want to know about it or be part of it. Coming up in hour number two, we've got a few things to cover. I'm going to start out with my presidential power poll, and I'm going to make somebody mad. I know this, but I'm going to give you my honest thoughts on the percent chance in my mind that a handful of candidates can win the 2024 presidential elections. We're going to do that. Chris Kubel, he is the executive director of the McKenzie County Ag Expo. He's going to be with us at 10:20. And I had a chance to tour the Ag Expo in Watford City. You guys, this place is unbelievable. And they're having their first event out there this coming week, the McKenzie County Fair. It's definitely, I don't want to say a bucket lister. I don't know if it's like going to the Grand Canyon, but you definitely want to check this out. And then before we finish up, we're going to play a game called That's Right, I Said It, where our guy Mark Levin is going to be there.
That's right, I said it.
Exactly right. And we're going to give you some quotes. You tell us who said it.
That is a great clip, man.
And you could win an Amazon Echo Dot. That's coming up.
One incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code SCOTT. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers. Or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. A massive closeout sale on all season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin. A great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal or call 800-506-9028.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.